I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It was on April 19th, 2005, that Chilean Cardinal Jorge Arturo Medina Estevez appeared on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome to make an announcement.
Habemus Papam.
Cardinal Estevez said, "We have a pope."
Cardinalem Ratzinger.
On that day, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger took the name Benedict XVI. Today, he marked the fifth anniversary of his election. But the clerical sex abuse scandal cast a shadow over the proceedings. Victims are demanding that the Pope take more personal responsibility for the crisis. He seemed to acknowledge those demands this past weekend in Malta. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
The Pope met in Malta with men who say they were abused as children by priests. Victims Joseph Magro and Lawrence Gretsch said they were happy with the meeting.
It was fantastic, really fantastic. We were waiting for it. Everyone was crying. They felt very sorry for us.
Also the Pope cried.
Yes, we had tears.
You know, he told me, I'm very proud and I pray for you to have the courage to tell your story.
The Pope's meeting was a long-awaited gesture for many people angered by allegations of sex abuse in the Church. The Pope's own actions as an archbishop in Munich and later as a cardinal at the helm of the Vatican's Morals Office have come under question. The rise in cases of abuse across Europe this year prompted the Pope to send a letter to Irish victims last month. Several days ago, he alluded to the scandal during a Mass when he cited a need for penance in the Church. But critics have demanded bolder condemnation and concrete steps to prevent further abuses. Robert Mickens covers the Vatican for The Tablet, a Catholic weekly magazine. He doesn't think this pope has the right kind of personality to deal effectively with this kind of crisis.
He's never dealt with people. It's quite amazing. He served for about 10 or 11 months as a parish priest right after his ordination, and it seems that during that period, freshly ordained, he was preparing to go back to finish up a doctorate, and he wanted to get back into academia. If you read his memoirs and interviews that he's given, he was just terrified of the thought that he might have to end up being a parish priest.
Pope watchers say that the reclusive pontiff has made the problem worse by surrounding himself with cardinals who've not always said the right things in public. Italian analyst Carlo Politi says the Vatican spokesmen have displayed a siege mentality.
Out of the blue, Cardinal Bertone, who is now Secretary of State, can say that there is a direct link between pedophilia and homosexuality. So you have a crisis about child abuse, and somebody opens a new crisis with the gays, and during Easter time, the official preacher of the pontifical house opened another crisis with the Jews, just speaking that the Pope today and the Church was under attack with the same feeling like the Jews were persecuted during Nazi times. So it shows that there is a sort of confusion in the government structures.
The Pope's gesture in Malta may help the Vatican appear more conciliatory. The Holy See is also trying to be more transparent. It has published its internal guidelines for dealing with abuse cases on its webpage for all to see. Many Catholics, though, say they're still waiting for a clear and public speech by the Pope. Yet here in Rome, such demands are more muted. This man, Maurizio Caprara, defends the Church.
Haven't we some workers involved in pedophilia? Haven't we some TV producers, teachers involved in pedophilia, some journalists involved in pedophilia? So every time you listen to talk about this is about something involved with the Church.
Priests are humans like everyone else, says Rome resident Amelia Vincitorra as she leaves Mass on a recent afternoon.
La Chiesa non è una struttura burocratica.
She says the Church is not just some bureaucratic institution, it's the house of Jesus. So we lay people have a duty to bring Jesus' love into our everyday lives, to see through his eyes. Because when we do this, we gain credibility, she says, and we can be an example for the priests. That sympathetic tone is also reflected in most Italian media. Political scientist James Walston at the American University in Rome says that's because Italians are used to this sort of thing.
The context in which they work in Italy is one in which scandal is the norm. There's almost no such thing as scandal. And the Vatican has taken that sort of culture and made it their own.
Walston says the Pope will probably survive this crisis, but he says the Catholic Church could suffer in other ways.
What is certainly happening is that in many parts of the world, Germany, where the Church depends financially on the support, on the tithe of the faithful, a lot of people are removing their names from the list and are not going to pay their tithe. And this will be extremely serious. It's not just a moral blow, it's an economic blow.
Raising money isn't the only challenge facing the Catholic Church down the road. Finding new recruits to the priesthood is also getting tougher, and the vetting process is due to get stricter to prevent more pedophiles from entering the ministry. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Rome.